Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Friday morning. A man is dead after a garage fire in West Wichita Thursday morning in the 4100 block of West Douglas. Firefighters brought the blaze under control in about 30 minutes' time. The victim was found inside. First responders tried to revive him but were unsuccessful. His name has been released by the fire department. Dennis Valentine is the victim's name. His age has not been given.
The number of jobless workers in Kansas who filed initial unemployment claims last week, 12 times as high as it was the week before, as measures to control the spread of the coronavirus started taking their toll on the economy.
The U.S. Department of Labor reported Thursday that Kansas had almost 23,700 initial claims for unemployment for the seven-day period ending Saturday. The department said the figure for the previous week was less than 1,800. The increase was 1,250%. It was easily the largest percentage jump in the last 20 years. Some 60% of the state's residents face local stay-at-home orders. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
During this global pandemic, Sedgwick County Manager Tom Stolz talks about what you should do if you start to feel symptomatic.
If you think you have COVID symptoms, or somebody that lives with you has COVID symptoms and you want to ask questions, that number is 211. They'll start you through a screening process and ask you a variety of questions.
There are now 16 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Sedgwick County.
Kansas officials are expressing growing frustration as the state continues to grapple with a surge in the coronavirus. And once again, that continues as the stay-at-home order and schools are closed throughout the state of Kansas. President Trump is sending a letter to the nation's governors regarding new guidelines about the coronavirus.
The president notified the governors about potential changes in social distancing guidelines. In many cases, the governors can choose to accept or decline the recommendations. But the criteria will all be based on whether certain counties are low, medium, or high risk for coronavirus. For example, we know the counties in and around New York City are hotspots and are unlikely to see any major changes in the stay-at-home mandates. But rural counties with low numbers of infections could see different approaches. In his letter to governors, the president acknowledged, quote, there is still a long battle ahead, but our efforts are already paying dividends. He went on to say the administration will soon decide whether to maintain, decrease, or relax social distancing.
That's Fox's Trace Gallagher reporting.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci tells reporters what the process should be in achieving production of an effective vaccine to treat coronavirus.
The best way to get the best drug as quickly as possible is to do a randomized controlled trial so that you know, is it safe and is it effective? If it's not effective, get it off the board and go to the next thing. If it is effective, get it out to the people that need it. So you're going to be hearing over the next month or more about different drugs that are going to go into these randomized controlled trials.
Dr. Fauci also says multiple vaccines are currently undergoing trial. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a nice, quiet start to the day, we'll see an increasing chance of a thunderstorm later on this afternoon, but especially tonight, our high 75. Scattered storms this evening, a few of which could be strong, then clearing by morning, our low 52. Windy and cooler Saturday with a high in the low 60s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, 50 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:34 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Yeah, some big names digging deep, giving back to fans who are out of work.
Two of the world's biggest pop stars are taking care of their fans that are out of work because of the coronavirus pandemic by digging into their own pockets. Oh, look what you made me do. Taylor Swift donated $3,000 each to at least two fans who expressed their problems financially on social media this week. Thank you. And Ariana Grande has sent fans between $500 and $1,000 using the Venmo app, according to Page Six. And Grande took care of one of her fans' salary for the month. So far, the Thank You Next singer has helped more than 20 fans as shutdowns continue to occur across the country. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A special event from a legendary singer.
The Fox Profile. Music superstars band together Sunday night to help those affected by COVID-19. With Fox presents the iHeart Living Room Concert for America. Goodbye, Norma Jean. Elton John hosts the hour-long live special, a benefit for Feeding America and First Responders Children's Foundation. Alicia Keys, Mariah Carey, Backstreet Boys, Billie Eilish, Tim McGraw, and more will perform from their homes. iHeart co-producers of the show, Tom Pullman and John Sykes, say that means artists will use whatever instruments they have. Elton will be conducting interviews in between sets. The goal is an uplifting night of music, also paying tribute to medical professionals, first responders, and others on the front lines of this fight. Fox presents the iHeart Living Room Concert for America airs commercial free Sunday, March 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern across all Fox platforms and iHeart radio stations nationwide. In Hollywood, Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Resistance, the one and only new movie heading into your home. So take a look at film.
I'm Michelle Polino.
I think it's important to help the children laugh.
In Resistance, Jesse Eisenberg stars as the mime Marcel Marceau. Before he became a world famous figure, he was an aspiring Jewish actor who joined the French Resistance to save thousands of orphaned children from the Nazis. And Disney is releasing Harrison Ford's The Call of the Wild early.
He'd been spoiled, and he'd suffered, but he could not be broken.
The film centers on Buck, who is a big-hearted dog whose life is suddenly uprooted from his luxurious California home and transplanted to the wilds of Alaska in the 1890s to be part of a mail delivery dog sled team.
It'll be fine.
Also new on VOD this weekend, Downhill, black comedy, starring Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus as a couple whose true colors shine after they experience a near-death avalanche at a ski resort. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
A well-known comedian encouraging facial hair growth during self-isolation.
Jim Carrey says he is growing out his beard in self-quarantine, and he's inviting fellow guys to join him. The actor and comedian tweeting a selfie of day one, telling fans, "I'm growing a beard until we go back to work." He vows to post regular pictures to social media so fans can marvel at what he calls the miracle of my meaningless transformation. Carrey goes on to say, "Normally, I try to stay on the cutting edge of entertainment. Now, I shall conquer the uncutting edge. Please join me. Hashtag, let's grow together." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, we can all breathe easier knowing that Meghan Markle has a new job.
It didn't take long for Meghan Markle to land her next gig, and it's one that hits close to her heart. The actress has narrated the upcoming documentary Elephant for Disney Plus.
Elephant, narrated by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, follows one family's extraordinary 1,000-mile journey across Africa.
The doc lands April 3rd. The Daily Mail reports Markle did the voiceover work in return for a donation to Elephants Without Borders, a nonprofit organization that aims to protect the species from poaching. As for Harry, he recently announced a partnership with Oprah Winfrey to produce a mental health center documentary for Apple TV+. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Well, in the days leading up to the country shutting down because of the virus outbreak, viewers were looking for movies, apparently, about pandemics. During the first 2 weeks of March, TiVo reporting a 600% increase in people viewing movies such as 12 Monkeys, Contagion, and Outbreak. The most requested item on Cinemax's on-demand platform over the past couple of weeks was Contagion. Not everyone is willing to push the pandemic button, however, NBC announcing it was yanking an episode of New Amsterdam about a flu epidemic in New York City that had been scheduled to run April 7th. Ew. There you go.
Wow.
12 Monkeys. Interesting movie. I might want to watch that one again, in fact. I think I saw it in the theater, and I haven't seen it since.
I like that movie.
Yeah, interesting
fun.
Movie.
Fun. A lot of fun.
And let's see, a couple of local notes. We got the stay-at-home order. Originally, it was determined that the Starlight Drive-In in South Wichita was going to stay open and show movies. They showed movies last weekend, and they were set to do so again this weekend. But the stay-at-home order has now been issued. Originally, it seemed like the Starlight was going to do that again. No concession stand, but just people arriving in their cars. But apparently late last night, Sedgwick County made a determination that the Starlight Drive-In is not an essential business under the stay-at-home order, and the Starlight will not be open this weekend. So if you were thinking that was one of your options this weekend,
make other plans.
It no longer is.
Yeah.
No. And I also mentioned yesterday that, I'm in the annual Gridiron Comedy Show every year. Tonight would have been closing night for Gridiron downtown at the Orpheum. We couldn't do that this year either, but we do have replacement dates available. Of course, it's all a benefit for journalism scholarships.
Right.
Gosh, we need journalists more than ever in this climate that we're living in now.
We do.
We have rescheduled for October 1st and October 2nd is when we're looking at doing Gridiron this year in the fall. So
I think I'm busy those nights.
You've already got your tickets.
Yeah, but I think I'm busy.
No, you're not. Come on. So we're looking at the first 2 days of October to reschedule and rev up Gridiron again down at the Orpheum Theater. If you've already bought your tickets for yesterday or today, those tickets will still be good in October.
Oh, good.
So hold on to them. Don't throw them away or anything.
Oh, good.
Hold on to your tickets, and we'll get you going back in the first 2 days of October for the Gridiron Show this year. All right, let's finish up with some of the late-night crew. Let's check in with Lights Out with David Spade, Comedy Central.
A Staten Island couple defended their decision to have a church wedding during the pandemic and said their special day was ruined by the threat of death. Of course, this was Staten Island, so the death threats came from the Gambino family.
Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
Day 14, a day that was supposed to be opening day for baseball, but that is obviously postponed. I'm wearing my cap and my shirt. Fans have had to adjust. Players have had to adjust. The Houston Astros were forced to steal signals from home today. It's probably for the best. I don't know that I could handle the coronavirus and the Mets at the same time.
The Mets. Yeah, Jimmy was all in his Mets gear yesterday. And The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
I saw that some people are actually still flying during this pandemic. Instead of zones and groups, passengers are now separated by idiots and morons.
Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. It's pretty simple what their mission is. They repair and service appliances. And if you have an appliance that's in trouble, this is who you call.
That's
call
right.
Terry and make an appointment. They'll get you fixed up. 409-1525. They are great folks. We love them dearly, and they do a great service to the community. Help you out if your appliance is in trouble. So that's the number to call, 409-1525. The good folks there at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2, right here on KNSS. And the guest host today will be Ken Matthews for Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2, here on KNSS. 8:41 now, and we keep it here for Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, talking about a tough week for health and for business. That's on the way, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.